This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, President Obama meets with a Saudi prince who's been doing a U.S. tour this week to win friends and influence people. 30-year-old Prince Mohammed bin Salman is the Saudi defense minister, but his visit comes as Saudi Arabia has announced an overhaul of its economy at a time that Washington-Riyadh relations are strained. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Saudi Arabia has big privatization plans. Even the national oil company isn't excluded. Jacob Kierkegaard is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says the Saudis want American investors to buy those assets.
Because it would give more American economic entities a stake in the long-term economic success of the current Saudi government.
They may not want one. Nader Hashemi of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Denver says world events are eroding this relationship. The rise of ISIS is linked to Wahhabi Islam, which began in Saudi Arabia.
When the spread of this particular toxic interpretation of Sunni Islam has gone global and is now affecting young kids, not only in Orlando, Florida, but there were direct links to Saudi Arabia in the San Bernardino massacre.
Still, he says for now, most politicians won't risk the economic and political consequences of loosening those Saudi ties. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.